When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Monday. It's time for us to set a great intention for this week ahead. Something for us to anchor into, to really commit to, and give us a little bit of a sense of focus throughout the week. It's a really good practice to have to set a new intention at the beginning of every week, just because it gives us this path to follow, and it gives us this opportunity to contemplate what we really need week after week, and to notice when those needs are shifting too. So for this week, I have settled on an intention that I really think is going to serve all of us. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like it's been a really long Christmas season. Like, it's been a really long holiday season. It's been a long time, or many consecutive days, of spending time with family, of having a lot of fun, of indulging in really great food and drink, of adventuring, of doing things that we only do around this time of year, right? And it's been a lot of time, at least for me, and I think for you as well, of not really having a consistent routine. And that's what happens every holidays. It happens every time we jump into something a little bit different. We lose that regular sense of here is our day today. And especially at the beginning of the year, it feels really good to return to a consistent set of routines, which for some people might mean getting really serious about a schedule, getting serious about planning out the week, planning out the day, figuring things out kind of moment by moment. And for some of us, it might just mean having a little bit more of a direction for the week. I think it's a really good time to today sit down and decide what it is that we need to settle back into a routine that really serves and nourishes us, which could mean getting really meticulous and actually planning out your week. But it's time to let some stuff fall away, and it's time to introduce some new grounding routines into your life. As an example, for me, over the past couple of weeks, our sleep schedule here at the house, we've had so many friends and so much family visiting. We haven't had any consistent routine. Everything has just kind of gone out the window. My kid has been up so late. We've been sleeping late. We're not in a solid state of sleep at all. I feel so ready to get my daughter back on a normal, consistent sleep schedule where she's sleeping at an early enough time every day so she's ready for school. She's starting a new school this week. And to do that, we need consistency. She needs to return to having a really set time for bed. And I need consistency and for me to go to bed at a time that makes sense so that I can get through the days in the way that makes me feel energized and ready. So getting back to a routine for me really revolves around sleep, because once I have that nailed down, everything else is much easier. But it also means, for me at least, getting a little bit more serious about meal prepping, about planning the food that we're going to eat throughout the week, making sure that we have everything we need. I love to dedicate a whole entire day planning out and prepping for the meals ahead in the week so I know we're covered. And it helps me to settle into a routine knowing I have those things done. I'm also going to take a moment today to look over our calendar, to look over the rest of this month, to look over what's ahead for this week, just to make sure I feel a little bit more organized. But especially sleep and food, for me, those are two really big components that I need to get a grasp over, or really get a hold of, so that I can settle back into a routine that really serves both me and my entire family. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning, and I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So our intention this week is pretty simple, but I think it's going to serve us in a really major way. This week, I will focus on creating a routine that truly serves me. This week, I will focus on creating a routine that truly serves me. And when you sit down to contemplate what routine and a routine that really nourishes you, that really serves you, what that means, take a moment to connect back with your intention for the year. What are some things that maybe you are ready to introduce right now to put you on the path toward that intention? For me, you know, having set a lot of intention around connecting with nature, around being outside, about aligning my life with the rhythms of nature, I need to wake up early enough so I have a moment to myself every morning to spend in nature before sort of the day gets ahead of me, especially when my daughter starts school as well. So anchoring back into that, I also want to make sure I have enough space to sit down at my tea table every day and that I have enough space in my day for those routine-based self-care practices that serve me in so many ways. So what are the things that are non-negotiable for you? What are the things you need to be rearranging? How are you doing around going to bed and waking up, planning things out for your family, around work, around play, around meals, around taking care of your house, taking care of business? What do you need to shift, add in, or remove to really settle into a routine that feels good? For me, it's going to mean earlier nights, some more time spent meal prepping, and definitely decided and dedicated time spent outdoors. I hope this intention really serves you. If you're like me, maybe you'll sit down with your schedule and your calendar and you'll actually write this stuff out. Or maybe you just want to have a little bit more of a general sense of direction, but it's going to feel good to return to a routine that feels sacred and nourishing. I am wishing you a really, truly beautiful week ahead. I hope you enjoy this intention setting practice and that you have a great week. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.